You called me saying you've been having problems the past couple of years. Your revenues have been falling, and about a year ago you made a quite significant managerial mistake. Tell me more about it so I can get a better picture of your situation.
Well, it must be clear to you that everyone here profits mainly from tourism. True, I do have several local clients, but they only stop by from time to time. People from our small town are happy if they earn enough during holiday season, so that they can live on it for the rest of the year.
So you can only generate profit from selling jewellery to tourists? Well, that's quite obvious. But I'm sorry to interrupt you, please go on.
So, 5 years ago, an economic crisis struck, affecting even the tourist industry, and the following years have not exactly been joyous either. I've been in the business for a long time, and my parents taught me that crises come and go at certain intervals, but we have never had such low revenues before.
Unfortunately, tourism is usually one of the first industries to be affected by crises. People stop buying cars and televisions, and instead of going to the sea, they go to visit their friends in the country, or set up a tent near a lake. How did you respond to such a drop in revenues?
Before, I had three shop assistants who took turns with me, so I had more time for personal stuff and family. Once the crisis hit, I dismissed them one after another, and my daughter had to come instead. Sometimes my wife helps me too.
That is certainly a good partial solution. Families need to stick together in times of crisis, and you also decreased labour costs. I have to praise you for that.
I also need to pay my family for their work sometimes, but they're not angry at me if I pay them a couple of months later.
All right. What kind of education do you have?
I studied to be a jeweller, and I think I'll stick with that for the rest of my life. At least I hope so, unless we go bankrupt. I inherited the jewellery shop from my parents, so there is a very long family tradition. What's more, I met my wife while I was studying, which means she studied for the same profession, and our daughter is now studying the same. Actually, she has completed her studies. She graduated a year ago.
So, a family of jewellers. One doesn't happen to see that too often these days. Children usually fall far from the tree, but that should make it easier to get your company out of crisis. I suppose you run your business as a limited liability company?
Yes, I started doing business as a sole trader, but it has been many years since we've transformed into a company. My lawyer advised me to do so, saying I was going to pay slightly higher taxes, but that was nothing when compared with the safety of our family assets.
You have a smart lawyer. I keep repeating this over and over again. Everyone should minimise all possible business risks. And one of the worst risks is that if you get in trouble, you could lose all your personal property, as that's what you put up as security for your business as a sole trader. Separating your private property from your business is thus no extravagance, but an absolute must that every sensible entrepreneur will do.
That's how I approached it too. Now I am certainly much calmer when unpleasant things happen regarding my company. It means we can't lose our house, even if we go bankrupt.
So, let's get back to the origins of your problems. A mere decrease in revenue couldn't have been the reason why you turned to me. Am I right?
No, I would have handled that myself. The problem is that I've made what was probably a very stupid mistake.
Now I'm really on tenterhooks. Excuse my curiosity, but as you know, I specialise in finding solutions to mistakes made by entrepreneurs.
That's all right.